We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
How you guys doing?
What's going on, Chris? I was going to say you were about to pull a veteran move. You're going to sit in the cart and sit in the shade.
Oh, 1,000%. I offered the lady the cart first, but I'm definitely moving in. It's extremely hot out here.
Yeah, how are you guys doing that? Because we're just doing a radio show, and we're sweating like crazy. I heard you interacting with some of the fans earlier, and it sounded as if you needed some energy from them to kind of keep you guys going through it.
I did, man. I haven't felt this type of weather, and it's been a while. But it's great to be back. Great to have the fans back. Great to be back where we can interact with the fans. You know, last year, unfortunately, dealing with COVID, we wasn't able to have fans or interact with fans. So, you know, it's great to have their presence.
When you're getting back into it, how different does it feel 1 year from the next? You say, yeah, it's great to have their presence, but, you know, I feel like you were the guy who must have fed off of that for years.
I'm old now, but it's good, man.
For a year, sorry. I shouldn't have done that to you.
It's good, man. The feeling just being back around my brothers, get out here and play the game that I love to play, and, be around the team, most importantly. You know, St. Joe puts you in the mindset for 17 days where you are isolated, and it's nothing but ball. So it's fun for me. It's a way to decompress and focus on football.
Is that what those conversations turn like? You know, we found out what some other guys were watching on Netflix and stuff, too, which I'm sure is part of this. But has it just become this isolated conversation about football, or what are the other things that normally come up?
This is where we actually come a little closer because we're not able to have our families, and the only way we can communicate with them is through phone call. We don't have that much time to kind of communicate with family within the schedule that they have us planned around. So this is where we become closer with our teammates, and our buzz start to kick in, and the chemistry of the team starting to tighten up.
I got to ask, how's the dorm food? How's the food set up here?
Listen, I would never talk bad about the food, but it's definitely remind you of college. It's different. It's very different. But, you know, for 17 days, I don't mind to play the game I love.
Are you a picky eater? Because, like, my co-host, Gold, he's a very, very picky eater. Like, chicken nuggets and macaroni only as an adult man. Are you past that stage of your life?
I'm not. I'm very picky. I try to do two greens a day. You know, fortunately for us, we get the French fries every day. So, unfortunately for me, I've been craving French fries for some odd reason. But they give us a buffet style where we're able to choose multiple things and have a lot of different options to choose from.
So are the linemen, are you guys pushing together the twin beds, or how does that work? Because there's no way the twin bed's working for you.
Listen, you got to push together the twin XL beds, make it a king bed, and put you a mattress topper on it, and roll with it, man.
Who's your roommate this year?
I was fortunate enough to get Jaron Reed. So, you know, he's a very interesting guy. Me and him has become closer. First day. He overflooded the toilet. I don't know what type of royal rumble he had going on, but it's fun. It's fun.
I hope maintenance got there quick.
You know, the fire alarm went off. Everybody woke up. You know,
wait, this was in the middle of the night?
It was. You know, he had a royal rumble. You know, I think they had chili the night before. So
yeah. We're talking to Chris Jones here on 610 Sports Radio. You bring up Jaron Reed. Other than the toilet issue, as far as him on the field, it seems as though that move is kind of allowing you to go outside a little bit. We were watching you. Is it a little bit different for you to be with the defensive end group and not with your guys in the interior?
It's more so fun for me. Interesting. I get to play with both sides. You know, I've always tried to preach to for them to move me around the defensive line since Spass got here. And fortunate for me, we was able to acquire Jaron Reed this offseason. And he's a vital piece to this defense. You know, he's a perimeter three tech in this league. And, you know, he's made a name for himself. And we got him for 1 year. Hopefully we can have him for 5 or 6 years. And he's allowed me to move in and outside on variations of different schemes on this defense.
How much inside versus outside do you think you'll play? Do you get any sense of it early?
You know, it depends on what team, what game plan we have. I can't give too much disclosure of information, but it's my game plan.
When you're looking at his move to the inside, you said the move to the outside and stuff for you. How hard was it to relearn some of it? I know the techniques are kind of the same, but the position is different, right?
Yeah, the different. It's very different. You know, playing three tech, you know, your interaction is very fast. The hand-to-hand comeback, it happens right now because you're just like 2 steps, you're right there. And with defensive end, you have so much room. You like on your own little island. So it was challenging at first to get to learn it. But I'm excited about the move.
We're talking to Chris Jones here on 610 Sports Radio. I know you're an SEC guy. You had to be excited about Mississippi State winning the College World Series.
Hey, Hail State, baby, Hail State.
What do you make of all this realignment stuff then at this point? Are you excited? It looks like Oklahoma and Texas are headed over to your guys.
Listen, you know, everybody want to be part of the greatest conference in college, SEC, the best conference in college. And, you know, it just brings more competition to our league. You know, I wish they would have moved when I was there. You know, Mizzou still trying to transition to the SEC, you know.
But do you give Nick Bolton a little bit of crap for that?
Of course, man, of course. You know, all these guys want to act like they're SEC, the original SEC we know, especially the SEC West, the best division in the conference. So, you know, good for those guys.
It's the Olympics time, Chris. I'm just curious. We found out that Clyde Edwards-Helaire is a big fan of dressage, which is just the, you know, fancy horse dancing, essentially. What do you watch for the Olympics? Do you watch any of it?
Unfortunately, I haven't had time. I watched the highlights of the USA Basketball Olympics. Unfortunately, those guys are having trouble, but I know KD and Jason Tatum, they'll bring them along.
Are you still playing basketball in the offseason?
You know it.
Patrick can't, so I always feel like it's funny to rub it in his face that other guys can't.
Listen, Pat isn't, you know, that's the quarterback of the team. He hurt his finger. He can't throw. I hurt my finger. I still got to get out and play. My toe get messed up. I still got to run. Pat toe gets messed up. He can't throw off of it. So, with different type of position. So, I'm out there dunking on everybody. Tyreek, I was fortunate enough this offseason to attend Tyreek a celebrity game. And it was fun. You know, I dunked on him, won MVP. It was amazing.
We're talking to Chris Jones here on 610 Sports Radio. So many of your teammates throughout the offseason have talked about that lasting feeling you guys had from down in Tampa against the Buccaneers. Is that something that just continues even to this day and throughout this season? You feel like there's no question about what you have to motivate you. Is that the game? Have you gone back and watched it?
I've watched it a couple of times, but, you know, it's a new year every year. You can't look at last year. You know, we made it there last year. We didn't close the deal. So, you know, we got to see what we can do better leading to this season and challenge each other. You know, my goal this season is to get 1% better every day, challenge my teammates to get 1% better every day. And if we continue to do that and keep that pace going, by the time we reach the season, we can just keep it striving.
New year, new position. How many sacks?
You know, I don't really put no number on it, but we're trying to exceed expectations, man. Hopefully the whole group have 50. We be the highest leading group in sacks, and, you know, we'll see where it goes. I'll talk to you after the season and see was my expectations right.
Chris Jones joined us here on 610 Sports Radio. Appreciate it, man. We'll let you get inside.
Hey, appreciate you guys. I just got to ask one question.
Okay.
Could you guys grab me a snow cone?
Please. Is it too late?
It's not too late. I see somebody head moving.
What flavor?
It don't even matter at this point.
Go get Cody. Seriously, Cody's going to go grab.
Cody, I love you, man.
A snow cone.
You are a trooper, Cody.
We're going to find out if Cody has his wallet or not at this point in time.
Oh, they're charging? I thought that was free. Thank you, Cody.
Yeah, no, it's not free, Chris. I think it's all right. I think he'll go ahead and get this one. I think we'll have no problem.
I appreciate you guys. If you guys want to talk to me every day, I mean, we can make this thing happen.
I mean, we're down for it. If you want to stop by after every practice, let us know how it's been going so far.
I don't mind. You know, if a snow cone is included in that type of cut, contract, you know, I'm all for it.
Is and now it's hot outside, so I know that's why you want the snow cone. But what's the go-to, like, you know, dessert or go-to just candy or whatever you're rolling with?
My favorite dessert is probably Grand Marnier cream brulee. It's more so of a cream brulee with the fruit. You put it, it's hot. It's like a cake batter. You put it in there, mix it up. It's amazing.
The last time we had you on, you were telling us about, you know, the sub sandwiches and everything. And I think you're also, aren't you the smoothie guy too?
I
for
am,
the most
man.
Part in town. I know you've been big with that. Is that something that, like, overall in the off season, how much involvement do you kind of do down in Miami with kind of the food scene overall?
I'm very involved. Our partner, I'm a brand ambassador of Tropical Cafe in Miami. You know, I'm a big smoothie, healthy eating guy. I had to change my diet over the years for my weight and my transition change of position. So, you know, it's been big with me, especially my diet.
All right, Chris. It looks like Cody's got a
Cody.
Snow cone. I think it's an orange. Is that
Cody?
What flavor is this? Orange? Mango. We got mango for Chris Jones.
Cody, you are the man. I love you, Cody. Anytime you guys need me, I'm available. No doubt about it.
There it is. A mango snow cone for Chris.
Thank you, guys.
Man. There you go. Chris
Cody,
Jones. Chris Jones with us here.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.